Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. I wanted to, I know you're getting ready to jump in the weather and the traffic here in just a second, but I wanted to update everybody. Remember we talked about this on the Tuesday program about the prescribed burn that was scheduled today and tomorrow in the Jones Swamp Wetland Preserve. That burn was canceled today due to weather. Who do you go to find out really what's going on with the Escambia Fire and things like that? You go to Escambia County's meteorologist, Scotland Wilson. Mm-hmm. So I had a nice conversation with Scotland, and she was telling me she kind of dug into it. It has to do with a lot of humidity in the air, and it has to do with just the certain weather conditions is why they called off that burn. So it was, if you remember, it was set to take place on about 34 acres of land located south of Highway 98, west of Fairfield, north of Gulf Beach Highway, and east of Blue Angel Parkway. Officials now saying a new notice will be issued when the conditions improve. So you didn't see the smoke as we were predicting it to be today and for tomorrow. So kind of blow that off, and we'll get you an update as soon as the fire folks make a date and reserve the time to do it.
All righty. And one of our top stories here nationally, President Trump's attempt to restrict birthright citizenship being temporarily blocked by a federal judge. The judge heard arguments earlier today in Maryland related to a request by five pregnant illegal immigrants to put a preliminary injunction in place blocking the executive order Trump signed on his first day. The women and two nonprofits filed a lawsuit against the administration and alleged it violated federal laws as well as the Constitution. The executive order was put on hold last month by a federal judge in Seattle and called the executive order unconstitutional.
Okay, let's just go ahead and jump right into the financial arena this afternoon. Mortgage rates holding steady again today. Home buyers, home sellers watching the mortgage numbers. Here they come. Mortgage News Daily has the average rate on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage 7.05%. Average rate on a 15-year fixed rate mortgage is 6.45%. Major indices ending the day in the green, and Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks finishing higher despite big tech stocks under pressure today as shares of Google parent Alphabet struggled in the wake of their recently reported earnings results. Its stock falling 8%. The search engine giant delivered fourth quarter earnings that beat expectations, but its cloud revenue missed estimates. Disney reported upbeat earnings, posting a beat on streaming strength, but the entertainment giant took a hit in its theme park business from hurricanes, and its stock fell 2%. The Dow winners, Amgen, Goldman Sachs, and Nvidia. The Dow decliners, Amazon, Caterpillar, and United Health Group. The Dow rising 317 points, the Nasdaq higher by 38, S&P 500 up 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And 4:15 on the nose here, so we'll get you our first quick check of the roads and weather that Chris proudly looked ahead to just a few moments ago, setting you up for it. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health, your way. Again, that is rickystewart.com. Looking at the roads here, we're not seeing anything that typically doesn't happen at around this time every afternoon. Got some backups on Mobile Highway, right where Michigan Avenue turns into Softly Field Road. Also have some minor backups on Blue Angel Parkway. This is if you're traveling northbound towards Lillian Highway, but it's nothing too severe. Outside of that, it's just a couple of the usual spots. As for the weather, sitting at around 72 degrees right now. Tonight's low is going to be 62. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 61.
416 News Radio 92.3 Pensacon, returning to the Bay Sitter next weekend along with 40,000 of your closest friends. Pensacola International transforming into Pensacola Intergalactic Airport now. This is, of course, an annual but temporary move to celebrate Pensacon. Officials say Pensacon's arrival makes a huge impact on the local economy, media, and guest relations official Julio Diaz.
It's a year-round process. In fact, we are already at work on Pensacon 2026, even though we're about 2 weeks out from Pensacon 2025. So we're already starting to work on the first few guests for next year, working with negotiating with our venues to make sure we have our dates arranged and that sort of thing. So it takes more than a year to make Pensacon happen.
Well, Mayor Reeves says Pensacon's brought in more than $28 million in cumulative economic impact on Pensacola. Pensacon set to take place next weekend, Friday 14th of Feb to Sunday, Feb 16th in the Bay Center. Two more President Trump's nominees have been confirmed. Two others are now out of committee as we await the Senate's judiciary decision. That's going to be on Thursday regarding Kash Patel as FBI director. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
The Senate confirmed former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins as Veterans Affairs Secretary and Pam Bondi as Attorney General. Health and Human Services nominee RFK Jr. got out of the Senate Finance Committee with Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy's vote for him after extracting some promises.
Aside from he and I meeting regularly, he will come before the HELP Committee on a quarterly basis if requested. He committed that the HELP Committee chair, whether it's me or someone else, may choose a representative on any board or commission formed to review vaccine safety.
Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard was voted out of the Senate Intel Committee. The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on Kash Patel's nomination for FBI director Thursday morning. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:18 here. We'll take a quick break. But when we return, in about 10 minutes to be exact, we'll be back before then. But in about 10 minutes, we're going to be giving away a pair of Pensacon tickets and what you can do to win them when we return.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving. Which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about something that is almost certainly going to wind up on our ballot eventually, whether to continue fluoridating the water in Escambia County. Several activists have taken their case to ECUA, and ECUA has acted to move in that direction. Also talked to Mayor D.C. Reeves about the red light cameras, among other things, and is it Snowpocalypse or Snowmageddon? Unfortunately, we got a tie, so unresolved. Listen to the conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get the Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, 4:23, Chris Bryan and Austin Price, little Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. It was the Blackhearts, I believe it was.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Nice classic song there. Rolling out. Speaking of rolling out, maneuvering via the Luna Drive on Pensacola Beach. About to get a little easier here today. Well, not today, in the next couple of days here. ECUA is confirming construction on the eastbound lanes about to wrap up. ECUA plans to complete the project this month before spring break and this tour season kind of kicks into high gear. I tell you, Marco Rubio, now Secretary of State, he is doing a lot of traveling. In fact, he is doing his travels to Latin America, and it's continuing with a stop in the Dominican Republic. Tanya J. Powers has a little information on the trip.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio's first overseas trip since being confirmed to the post includes a visit to the Dominican Republic. He has already made stops in Costa Rica, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Panama. Rubio told Panama's president that if the country doesn't take steps to end what President Trump sees as China's influence and control over the Panama Canal, Washington will, quote, take measures to address it. The State Department says the purpose of the tour was to promote cooperation on shared interests, including stopping illegal migration to the U.S., fighting cartels and drug traffickers, countering China, and working to deepen economic partnerships in the region. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Alrighty. Also wanted to touch on this. Attorney General Pam Bondi reviewing the cases brought against President Trump. That includes cases by prosecutors in New York, like the hush money payment and civil fraud cases. Bondi was sworn in at the White House today. She's also expected to issue a series of memos regarding the alleged weaponization of the Justice Department. So she's getting started right away.
Okay, 4:24, News Radio 92.3. You want to send out invites to your party? Apple has a new app for that. Even Brown has kind of a recap on the story for you.
Apple Invites is a new tool for inviting people to an event and managing your guest list. It's not the first such app, but it works directly with iCloud Plus, allowing for creating invites using one's photos or curated stock images or an AI-created image using Apple's Image Playground. Even soundtracks from your Apple Music playlist can be added, and your invitees can listen. RSVPs get entered into calendars, and anyone can send an RSVP, even people not using Apple devices. Attendees will even be able to share photos and videos in an event album for all people to see. Apple Invites requires iOS 18. Eben Brown, Fox News.
4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Do have some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field and then continuing westbound past Windhaven Beach. Also have some on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But those spots are pretty par for the course. We do have some worse backups than usual on Palafox Street. That is if you are traveling northbound passing Burgess Road, and some issues on Mobile Highway near Michigan Avenue. As for the weather, sitting at 72 degrees, low of 62 this evening. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 61.
4:26, News Radio 92.3. Something went terribly wrong early this morning. PPD is reporting one person is dead, another seriously injured after a crash on the Bayou Tahar Cervantes Bridge. Happened around 3 o'clock today. An eastbound single vehicle crash occurred, resulting in the vehicle catching fire and then the ejection of one occupant. the passenger, that passenger, the one occupant, was transported to the local hospital in serious condition, while the other occupant was pronounced dead at the scene. Always not good to have to tell those stories.
No, absolutely not. And one of our top stories here today, the White House says President Trump's Gaza proposal underscores the U.S.'s commitment to lasting peace in the Middle East. On Tuesday, Trump said the U.S. should take over Gaza and Palestinians should live elsewhere. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the president made the decision about the proposal with a humanitarian heart for all people in the region. She added he has not commented to sending troops to Gaza. Trump's suggestion has received backlash from lawmakers from both sides of the aisle, though, as well as other world leaders.
Hey, Austin, there's a new 40-bed rehabilitation and physical medicine hospital coming to Pensacola.
Really?
The facility is part of the Henderson Healthcare. They're located on the third and fourth floors of the main Baptist Hospital campus. 80 new jobs for medical and support staff will support inpatient rehabilitation services targeting physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Construction gets underway in May with the opening date scheduled in the spring or summer of 2026. And you know, it's going to be here before you know it.
You know what else is going to be here before you know it? Pensacon. We've been talking about that a lot. That's actually coming up in 9 days. It's going to be going on from February 14th to the 16th. That is next Friday through next Sunday. All right. All you got to do to get these tickets here.
I see what you're doing. You're sliding into this contest.
Yes. All you got to do to win this pair of tickets I'm giving away is text in to 850-437-1620. Again, text, don't call, text in to 850-437-1620. Tell me what celebrity you would like to meet at Pensacon. It can be anyone. Doesn't matter what their profession is. Doesn't matter if they're dead or alive. I personally don't care. Just submit someone that you would like to meet. First person to do that gets those tickets. How's that sound?
Okay. Do they have to, the people they're naming have to be at Pensacon or just anybody?
No. You don't have to be at Pensacon. I mean,
because so anybody.
Yeah. So, for example, you're a Saints guy. If you wanted to meet Drew Brees, he'd never be at Pensacon. That's not really what athletes go to. But if you sent that before anyone else, you'd win the tickets.
Wow.
Assuming you didn't work here.
Wow. Okay, good luck. Play wisely. Good luck.
Yeah, we've already got a couple of texts filing in.
A lot of fun there. NTSB is completing its on-site work in the investigation into the Philadelphia Medical Transport jet that crashed last week. Don Timoney with Fox TV affiliate WTXF Fox 29 in Philly has more.
City officials say a unified effort is underway to get Northeast Philadelphia back on its feet following Friday night's deadly medical jet crash that killed 7 people and injured 24 others. The hope, come daylight, businesses and residents can start returning to the area after being displaced for 4 days. The city says 366 homes and businesses were impacted by the crash, and while some were destroyed or heavily damaged, officials say they are making progress. Still a sense of optimism amid the despair.
Alrighty, and the National Rifle Association taking legal action against a new court ruling that it believes impacts a Florida gun law. The NRA filed an appeal earlier this week challenging the constitutionality of a state measure that prohibits people under the age of 21 from buying rifles and shotguns. The challenge was in response to a recent federal case ruling that said a similar law in Louisiana violated the Second Amendment. A Florida attorney filed a dispute against the NRA's appeal yesterday.
Something interesting is coming down over in Destin. And the question is, will Escambia and Santa Rosa school districts adapt to a 4-day school week? Destin High School is considering the move. A survey of more than 300 responses showed 85% support for that proposal. The new learning schedule would potentially be Monday through Thursday. School leaders say while no formal survey has been conducted, a final decision will be made within the next couple of weeks. 4-day school week.
All right. You know, it's funny enough, someone texted in Drew Brees. They must have heard our conversation. Unfortunately, you weren't the first one to submit an answer, but I like the humor.
But I definitely like your suggestion. Thank you so much.
I'm Tom Graham. President Trump signing an executive order today banning transgender athletes from girls and women's sports.
From now on, women's sports will be only for
women.
Well, the order could put public schools and universities at risk of losing federal funding if they don't comply. Opponents argue the measure is meant to entice discrimination against the trans community. Legal challenges are expected. A top Republican suffering a fall on Capitol Hill today.
A spokesperson for former Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's fine after falling down a set of stairs at the Capitol. The 82-year-old McConnell has had a number of health scares in recent years, including a hospitalization in 2023 for a concussion and minor rib fracture after a fall.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz on Capitol Hill for us. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The average interest rate for 30-year mortgages dropped to 6.97% from 7.02%, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. New mortgage applications to purchase a home last week dropped by 4% week over week. On Wall Street, stocks were higher during today's session, with the Dow gaining 317, the S&P 500 gained 23, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 38 points. Executives at Mattel are saying they could soon raise prices for toys like Barbie and Hot Wheels in response to new tariffs imposed by the president. The toy giant, which manufactures about 40% of its toys in China and less than 10% in Mexico, told analysts that it will look to adjust its supply chain, or it's also considering price hikes. U.S. crude oil futures for March down 2% to above $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Former Falcon general manager Thomas Dimitroff interviewed for the New York Jets general manager job, but he didn't get it. Dimitroff told me the other day that he wouldn't have brought back Aaron Rodgers to quarterback the Jets in 2025 if he got the job. And the future of Rodgers is still one of the biggest storylines as we enter this offseason. And right now, I personally think Aaron will be back on the Jets for 2025 to play in one final NFL season for his illustrious career. I'm Zach Gelb.
Is your everyday congestion preventing you from enjoying life's big moments? Try Vicks Sinex Saline today and get yourself back in the action. Vicks Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion with a gentle ultrafine mist. Sinex Saline's drug-free, no-mess formula instantly moisturizes and soothes dry, irritated nasal passages for quick and effective relief. Get back to enjoying life's big moments to the fullest without having to worry about everyday congestion holding you back. Just Sinex, breathe, use as directed.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Things are going to be slick around here for the next couple of days.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
That's Channel 3 meteorologist Alan Strum, and he says the snowfall will likely be the heaviest starting this
afternoon. When you need to know.
Escambia County says they have found some snow plows to clear the roads after it falls.
Now, they don't have as many as the Department of Transportation entities.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, 437. Nice Wednesday afternoon. Just a beautiful day out there. Kind of, the clouds kind of blew out of here. Right. And looking pretty good out there. Hey, listen, there's many tactics used to trick scammers during major events like the upcoming Super Bowl. Consumers should be cautious of advertisements seen on Google that may direct them to fraudulent websites. For added security, consumers should pay for tickets with a credit card so they don't have a problem in case they need to dispute the charge. Avoid payment methods such as Venmo, Cash App, cash, or gift cards. Very important information to pass along, especially if you're, have you seen the prices on those tickets? Minimum price tag now, $4,000 a ticket.
Gosh.
Over at the Super Bowl. Mm. Yeah, that's a lot of money. And Joe Morgan, he's following this thing for me today. He says, be on the line Sunday in Super Bowl 59 in more ways than one. Here's Joe.
The Kansas City Chiefs have an opportunity to accomplish what no NFL team has done before, lift the Lombardi Trophy in three consecutive seasons. And Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes knows what's on the line.
We're one win away from going out and completing history, so I'm excited for it.
That was courtesy of the Chiefs as Mahomes spoke with the media Tuesday in New Orleans. But it's not just Kansas City that can make history. Eagles running back Saquon Barkley is looking to enter the record books himself. Barkley enters the Super Bowl 30 yards shy of breaking the NFL season rushing record, including the playoffs, set by Terrell Davis in 1998. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Oh, no. Do you think Saquon Barkley can hit that number? You think he can hit those 30 yards? Is that what he said? Come on.
In his sleep.
It never ceases to amaze me that we've never had a team three-peat. You know, we had a couple of 3 and 4 years.
Like Miami Dolphins, things like that.
The Dolphins, they went back-to-back, and they had lost their first of three straight. Right. But no, like the Cowboys, they did 27, 28, and 30. Then you had the Pats do 36, 38, and 39. So you do it in 3 and 4 years, or you win two, lose one, but never three straight. That'd be cool. That's the one thing that would be cool if the Chiefs won.
Yeah, we sure would. Let me just kind of tweak you a little bit here with basketball. Shocking trade in the NBA. We've been talking about this. Still has the basketball community buzzing, and it's not all positive. Joe Morgan has more on this story.
One of the more stunning trades in NBA history occurred over the weekend, and the league is still buzzing about the move. The Dallas Mavericks sent 5-time All-Star Luka Doncic to the Lakers for 9-time All-Star and NBA champion Anthony Davis in a trade that reshapes the look of the Western Conference. On Tuesday, Doncic was introduced as a member of the Lakers, with the 25-year-old admitting that he was stunned by the move. Doncic said he was almost asleep when he got the call Saturday night, adding that he didn't really believe it at first. Now, two of the game's best basketball minds team up as Doncic joins LeBron James in Los Angeles. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Okay, while we're talking about NBA players and trades hitting center stage today, Jared Max has another report for us.
Ahead of Thursday's NBA trade deadline, another deal is going down. According to ESPN, the Milwaukee Bucks are trading veteran shooter Chris Middleton to the league-worst Washington Wizards, along with A.J. Johnson and a swap of draft picks for Kyle Kuzma, Patrick Baldwin Jr., and a second-round pick. Middleton is scoring only 12.6 points per game, his lowest average since his second season back in 2013-14. Kyle Kuzma averaging over 15 points and nearly 6 rebounds per game. Jared Max, Fox News.
Now, I obviously know, and this is with most, if not all, trades, there's several pieces. There's smaller names, picks, whatever. You hear about them all the time. You heard about them there. But the biggest names involved here really caught my eye. Chris Middleton and Kyle Kuzma. To get a still on the younger end talent like Kuzma to get him for Chris Middleton, who is a veteran player who's past his statistical prime. That's a pretty good grab for the Bucks, I feel. But yeah, it is sad. Chris Middleton, you know, he had some of his glory days in Milwaukee, so that's sad to hear that he's sending his swan song into Washington, especially considering how they're doing. But getting back to this Luka thing, you were talking about how people are still just buzzing about it. It's still like a mind-blowing thing. Get this. Some Mavericks season ticket holders claim that they have been offered refunds following Luka's trade. Many fans are devastated by the Mavs' decision, of course. Ticket reps for the team have been fielding a lot of calls since the trade was announced. The Mavs are neither confirming nor denying the refunds. The team says reps are available to take calls from members with any concerns or questions. That is devastating for that franchise.
Talk about a little bit about college basketball, if we will. And the reason I want to do this is because I want to draw attention to ESPN Pensacola tonight. 7:45. We got a good basketball game for you. Arkansas and Texas.
Rivalry.
Be sure and check. Yeah, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM ESPN Pensacola. College basketball. Arkansas, take it on Texas.
Yeah, man. Basketball, this is where it really starts to heat up, because obviously these teams have been for a while now in the beef of their conference schedules, and especially in some of these deeper conferences, there's a lot of ranked-on-ranked action. But of course, as we get through February, we're creeping up to that March Madness, baby, one of the best times in the sports year, as far as I'm concerned. And this is about sports, but it's also about something much bigger. President Trump banning transgender athletes from women's sports. He signed an executive order just earlier this afternoon. Trump said, from now on, women's sports will be only for women. The order directs the Department of Justice and other federal agencies to interpret Title IX rules as banning transgender women and girls from participating in female sports. The order also requires the immediate enforcement of these rules.
You know, he did it right, too. I think he invited like 300 girls into the White House today.
He did, yes.
For that signing. That's the way to work it. You know what I'm saying? That's the way to push
and,
it.
And, man, he is quite a showman, because I watched him. I watched him sign it, and then he did. He always turns it for the camera, and then he kind of held it up over his head and panned it across the girls. Like, yep, seeing this? Yeah.
And he looked like he was having a better time than the girls were, actually.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
Hey, okay, let me get you updated here about our good guys. Friday, Saturday, Ice Flyers back on home ice against Macon. Friday is adult jersey night. Saturday, join Woody, Buzz, and the whole gang for Toy Story Jersey Night. Puck dropping 7:05 for both of those games.
All righty, and Google is giving everyone access to its latest AI model. Gemini 2.0 Pro Experimental was launched today, along with other versions of the program. Google says the experimental tool can handle complex prompts and can comprehend world knowledge better than its previous models. It's also designed to use Google Search when gathering information. This comes as similar programs have been released by OpenAI and Chinese startup DeepSeek.
Yeah, I gotta watch that one, you know.
Yeah,
keep
yeah.
My eye, watching my
eyes. That one's coming onto the scene quite fast.
Keeping my eyes on that one. Hey, celebrities are showing their alliance to either the Chiefs or the Eagles ahead of the Super Bowl on Sunday. Michelle Polino has some more info for you.
The 2025 Super Bowl is almost here, and celebrities are ready to cheer on their teams as the Kansas City Chiefs face off against the Philadelphia Eagles. Bradley Cooper, a lifelong Eagles fan, once said he'd take a Super Bowl win over an Oscar. Kevin Hart has been rocking Eagles gear all week, while Sylvester Stallone, who immortalized Philly with Rocky, was recently spotted on the sidelines. Miles Teller and Will Smith also showed love for the birds. On the other side, Chiefs fans like Paul Rudd, Melissa Etheridge, and Eric Stone Street have been loyal for years. Brad Pitt, a Missouri native, is also a Chiefs fan. Taylor Swift, born an Eagles fan, is now fully Team Chiefs, thanks to boyfriend Travis Kelce. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in an accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on, not a ton causing backups. We do have some issues on Mobile Highway near Michigan Avenue. Also have some developing on Blue Angel Parkway. This is if you are traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. Then it's going to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, along with a couple of the other usual big hitters. As for the weather, 72 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 61.
4:45, News Radio 92.3. I got to feel sorry for these two people. After 8 long months aboard the International Space Station, 2 stranded astronauts are still stuck in space. Commander Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore arrived at the space station in Boeing's Starliner capsule. That happened, if you remember, last June. It appears now that Elon Musk is stepping in to rescue the space, with the SpaceX being used as a taxi service. The targeted return date for the duo's return back to Earth scheduled in March or even in early April. And let's hope that happens.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, it truly is unfortunate that we have to keep talking about them because they just keep staying up there.
What can they do?
Yeah, exactly. And that's
stuck like rats.
Well, and that's the thing. There's a helplessness to it that just makes it very. They acted like, hey, listen, this cool. But I'm sitting here. I'm getting secondhand, like, freak out thinking about that.
I'm getting claustrophobic thinking about it.
While Chris starts to scratch at our studio windows, Americans are scrambling to find affordable eggs. And yes, there was a pun in there. With the price of a dozen increasing by 50% in the past year, it all comes as egg supply dwindles and demand rises while farmers battle that widespread bird flu outbreak. The average price of a dozen eggs is $5.29. That is up from $3.65 in November. The surge has been prompted has prompted Waffle House, as we mentioned earlier this week, to add a 50-cent surcharge to every egg ordered.
Okay, this is interesting, and I touched on it a little bit earlier, but I want to revisit this subject. And the question today is, will Escambia and Santa Rosa school districts adapt to a four-day school week? I told you earlier that Destin, the high school in Destin, is considering the move. A survey of more than 300 responses showed 85% support for that proposal. The new learning schedule would potentially be Monday through Thursday. School leaders say while no formal survey has been conducted, a final decision will be made within the next couple of weeks. But I wonder what the school hours will be. To miss that day, you've got to make 8 hours up somewhere along the line. So you got 5 days. Click it along. It's going to be over an hour and a half probably extended per day.
For
a class day.
Because I remember, back when I was in high school, I don't have to think back that far. It was like, what, high school's days officially were 9:15 to 3:15, which is 6 hours.
Okay.
So 5 work days, that's a little bit over an hour?
Yeah.
That's not too bad. Let me tell you something, I'll tell you this much, because I've told you, Chris, I don't like school. No, I never did. I was good at it. Kids hate school, you know, common knowledge. But, man, if I were in this situation, I am going to City Hall and I am saying, yes, I will speak to whichever politician I need to. And I'm saying, pass this or make it happen, whatever.
I think it's the school board you have to talk to.
I will talk to the school board and I'll say, let's make it happen. 4:48 here. Boy. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time every hour, I'd like to give you another reminder of your stock numbers. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 317 points to 44,873. S&P 500 rose 23 points to 60,061. And the NASDAQ gained 38 points to 19,692.
Okay, what you got planned this weekend? I hope it is the Kids and Critters Mardi Gras Parade on your agenda. For children, pets, big adults that act like children. Anybody there? Go to the Casino Beach parking lot this weekend. Happens on Saturday. Anything that can be pushed or pulled is allowed. Motorized pedaled vehicles, skateboards, bicycles, battery-powered vehicles are not allowed. So remember that. If you want to attend, registration at noon on parade day. People and float registration absolutely free. Such a deal, right? Pet registration will cost you $10 for every single little monster you have.
Wow. Well, if you're like me and you got one dog, that's $10. Let's do some simple math here since we were talking about school. You got three dogs, right?
I got three of them.
Are you attending?
I am. I'm going to try, yes.
All right. So that's $30 out of Chris's pocket. The U.S. Postal Service will start accepting packages from China again. The announcement on Wednesday is a reversal of a move made yesterday to pause the reception of parcels from China and Hong Kong. The USPS announced this pause in response to newly imposed tariffs on Chinese goods, of course. These tariffs closed a loophole that previously allowed packages worth less than $800 to be shipped without a tax. The agency says it will work with U.S. Customs and Border Protection to create a collection mechanism that complies with the tariffs.
Okay. Pensacola International have been pretty busy here so far this week. What they're doing is they're enrolling passengers in the TSA PreCheck Expedited Screening Program. They're doing this over in the Temporary Enrollment Center. TSA PreCheck is an expedited screening program that enables low-risk air travelers to enjoy a more efficient screening process. I like the way they worded that. Mm-hmm. Kind of a soft kind of messaging there. Enjoyed a more efficient screening process. Wow.
Calming.
Yeah. Center at PNS open 8 to noon and then 1 to 5 daily.
All righty, 4:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, this country is pulling out of the World Health Organization. And when I say this country, I'm not talking about America. I'm talking about suspense. I'm talking about building up what country I'm talking about. You got to stick around after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, enjoy the Pensacola Symphony's Mozart Madness at the First Baptist Church of Pensacola. For tickets and more info, please see PensacolaSymphony.org. The 12th annual Kids and Critters Parade will take place Saturday in the Casino Beach parking lot across from Sidelines. It's the kids' chance to enjoy some Mardi Gras fun. See visitpensacola.com for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Journey to help you along on this Wednesday afternoon. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, maneuvering the afternoon with you. Thanks so much for having us on today. Do appreciate that. The House Homeland Security Committee gathered to address cybersecurity risk. Kevin Uriski has more in Securing America.
Securing America.
The House Homeland Security Committee recently held a hearing on cybersecurity. The chairman, Republican Congressman Mark Green of Tennessee, explaining why the issue is so important.
In today's interconnected world, virtually every aspect of American life is impacted by cybersecurity.
Witness Adam Myers, a senior VP with CrowdStrike, said,
"The federal government can enhance national security by doing cybersecurity well."
But former Navy Rear Admiral and cybersecurity expert Mark Montgomery testified,
"The homeland has never been less secure."
He added that while America does face the risk of traditional attacks,
the most persistent vulnerability is the threat of cyber attack.
Chairman Green says no threat is bigger than China.
Right now, the PRC is burrowed into our infrastructure.
He claims communications, water, and energy systems remain at risk, and that
we've played defense far too long. And now it's time to go on the offense.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Our worst-looking spots are going to be on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. Got some backups on Palafox Street as well near the intersection with Burgess Road. And we do have some pretty severe congestion coming in now. This is on Fairfield Drive as you are traveling westbound, fixing to come across the split with New Warrington Road. We've got some backups in that area. No confirmation of an accident, though, at least not yet. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. As for the weather, 72 degrees, low of 62. Tomorrow, high of 72, low of 61.
Okay, could be that we're going to see another tax holiday coming this season. Governor DeSantis proposed a new Second Amendment summer tax holiday, making guns, ammunition, firearm accessories tax-free. If approved by the Florida legislature, it's going to run from Monday, May 26th, that's Memorial Day, through July 4th. I hate to talk about this. You know, we had a problem with, you know, Joe Biden had years of problems with his stability, physical stability and things like that. Mm-hmm. Well, a top Republican, we're talking about Mitch McConnell here, right, has suffered a fall on Capitol Hill. Ryan Schmeltz has the details.
A spokesperson for former Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's fine after falling down a set of stairs at the Capitol. The spokesperson tells Fox the lingering effects of polio in his left leg will not impact his regular schedule at work. A source familiar says McConnell is using a wheelchair as purely a precautionary measure. The 82-year-old McConnell has had a number of health scares in recent years, including a hospitalization in 2023 for a concussion and minor rib fracture after a fall. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And one of President Trump's more polarizing discussions, and I know he has a pretty long list, but still, I stand by that, is his wish to withdraw from the World Health Organization, not wanting anything to do with that. Well, now, another country seems to be following suit. Jonathan Savage has more.
Argentina's President Javier Milei has ordered his country's withdrawal from the WHO. His spokesman cited deep differences regarding the agency's management of health issues, especially surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic. The libertarian Milei follows the decision made by his ally President Donald Trump, who pulled the US out of the WHO last month. President Trump himself accused the agency of mishandling the pandemic. Argentina has also accused the WHO of lacking independence, saying some countries carry too much influence. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Yeah, so the U.S. did it. Now Argentina's doing it. Could we get a movement here?
Security cameras could potentially be on the way to select West Florida libraries. And the move, going to be expensive. Get ready to dig into that wallet. The Escambia commissioners will consider a $140,000 proposal for camera surveillance systems at the Molino Century and Southwest Library branches. The cameras will be connected to the main library server at the downtown library on Spring Street. So that's coming up. They'll be talking about that in a future meeting. Let me ask you this. When you watch Super Bowl coming up Sunday or so, do you pick it up like just before the game, or do you sit through the full 12 hours before the game?
No.
How far out do you go in terms of getting bored before kickoff?
I'm maybe half an hour, if that, before the Super Bowl. I don't care about all the buildup. It's like, okay, the game, the commercials during the game, because that's the one that people are – those are the slots that people are going to be really pushing for to get funny commercials out there. That's what I care about. And then, of course, the halftime show.
Okay, if you're maneuvering 9 Mile Road this afternoon, here's a quick reminder for you. That new traffic signal, we talked about this in the announcements yesterday, the new traffic signal up there on 9 Mile and Ashland Avenue is in a flash mode through next Tuesday. You say, don't stop, just caution, going caution, treat it as a yellow light like that. Drivers on 9 Mile Road will encounter that yellow flashing signal, meaning motorists just slow down with caution. Drivers on Ashland Avenue will have to stop. It's a red flashing light on that side of the light. So just take that in up there on Ashland Avenue this afternoon.
All righty. And access to affordable health care is Americans' number one health priority for government leaders. That's not a surprise. And it's according to a new survey from Emory University's Rollins School of Public Health and Gallup that found more than half listed it as their top three matters.
Okay, coming up this next hour, I'm going to have a dig into the Potty Graw Parade celebration coming up in a few weeks. We'll talk about that and a lot more. Hold on.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.